Message 3 was received at 11 p.m. yesterday.
Hey, Alex, it's Mickey.
We got another call overnight from Slate's resident weblog columnist, Mickey Kaus. Mickey usually calls us about politics, but this radio blog deals with his other great passion, cars.
I found out why I'm not an automotive journalist. I went to the L.A. Auto Show, which is one of the big auto shows, and Mercedes was unveiling a new vehicle called the CLS. It's really a beautiful car. You can't afford it, but that's not the point. The point is they disrobe this car in front of the assembled press corps, and all the reporters run up on stage and mob the car, and I run up with them, and I'm caressing the beautiful leather and admiring the beautiful interior, and the reporters just blow by me, and they all head for the trunk, where they proceed to, like, rip apart the panels in the trunk and pull things up. And it turns out by looking under the trunk, they can see how the car is built. Is it a new chassis? Is it an old chassis? How close is it to production? Did they just rebody an old chassis? Turns out they did. They also discovered the car doesn't have a gas tank. This was only a production prototype, so it didn't need a gas tank. They also discovered that the struts that hold up the trunk, the metal rods, are covered with beautiful stitched leather, which seemed a little excessive. I expected the Mercedes guy to say, "What, you don't have leather-covered trunk struts on your car?" Turns out he was sheepish about it. He said, "Well, maybe that was a little excessive. It was just a show car, concept car." But the basic thing is the trunk, Alex. The real guys go for the trunk. I thought only mobsters cared about car trunks, but it turns out that's where the real car guys go, and I'm not a real car guy. See ya.
Mickey Kaus writes the political weblog Kaus Files for our friends at Slate. They also let him write an occasional column called Gearbox.